Welcome to Ram Radio with Pastor John Coleman of Into the Word Ministries, the Biblical Alternative. Ram Radio stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. Ram Radio is a program for the Christian who is constantly learning and growing in the Word of God. The discussions during Ram Radio will challenge each listener to know what they believe and why they believe it. Sometimes the discussions will challenge your salvation. Stay with us and investigate the scriptures to know what is expected of the man or woman who claims Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Get your Bible ready. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thank you so much, Mark Ramsey. Thank you for joining me today for Ram Radio, the webcast. Here, live in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, Reformation Apologetic Ministry, which is the Biblical Alternative. On this June the 5th, 2013, remember that wonderful scripture. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, "But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account of the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and with reverence." That's what we do. Well, thank you for tuning in to Ram Radio. In case you're interesting, you're listening to the music, the Musica Arentina Orchestra, conducted by Frederick Waldman. And this particular number is the Serenade in D minor, Opus 44, for winds, cellos, and basses. Oh, it's a wonderful number. And I love classical music. It always so touches my heart. And I hope that it touches yours. Well, let's get down to it. I'm always talking about love, aren't I? I just can't seem to get that off of my mind. It's always about love. Talking about love. John, why are you always focused upon that attribute, love? What is it about that attribute, John, that carries you on this tangent that you feel that everyone... Well, let's go to our Bibles, and we're going to just exegete one verse, and it'll be John chapter 15, verse 13. John chapter 15, verse 13. For those of you that are not familiar, it's the book of John, which is in the New Testament, in that black book that's been sitting on your family shelf for years that you've never picked up and taken a look at, the Bible. Yeah, it is yet the Word of God. That is, in my belief system, if you come from another belief system, you're going to believe that the Quran is the Word of God and that God speaks to you through the Quran. If you're Buddhist, you're going to believe that God speaks to you through the Buddha. And, you know, we can just go on and on and on and on. And let's leave this century and go back about 500, 600, 700, 800 years on this continent, North America, where were individuals with their ideas about God? How about the indigenous people that stayed in the Californians here? Or if you're on the East Coast, the indigenous people there that stayed there with you. How about them? How did they view God? What was God saying and doing in their lives? Are we to surmise that they had an idea that God existed? Now we're talking, hundreds and hundreds of years before these indigenous people here in the North Americas even received a Bible. My goodness. When you think about it, it's mind-blowing. And it's also one of the reasons why my example for love... Let's read the verse. Greater love, Jesus says. Jesus is the one speaking these words. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. Now, when I read that verse, I know what that's pertaining to. Jesus is giving the prima facie statement, telling his disciples that he is going to lay down his life for those that he loves, that he's going to sacrifice his life, and in so doing becomes our Savior, if we trust in him as the one mediator between God and man, because God is so great that we cannot, and I've said this over and over and over again, that God is so great that we cannot approach his throne with our humanity, with our flesh. Oh no, there must be a cleansing first before we can come into the presence of the Almighty, creator of the entire universe. You just don't walk in there like that and say, oh, well, this is, you know, me, God, so give me an audience. Oh no, you can't do that. No, no, no. The Bible tells us specifically that there is one mediator between God and man, and in the Bible it names that mediator the man Christ Jesus. Now, I'm not going to have a discussion as to whether you believe it. You don't have to believe it, but I'm telling you right now, your attempt is vanity to try to go to God without going through this mediator. See, I'm not going to argue with you and try to prove to you that I'm right and you're wrong, because that's not what real talk is all about. No, I don't even have to ring the bell. You know better than that. So, how can we manifest this verse? Well, it was manifested to me last night because I was talking with a dear friend of mine. I'm always talking with dear friends. I don't talk with friends that are not dear to my heart. Dear friends. And as a matter of fact, I was speaking to, last night, I think it was two or three dear friends over the phone. I had one of those phone attacks. You know, I just needed to call some real friends and talk with them. And I called this one friend and I questioned him concerning how he used to be my friend and expressed his friendship towards me, or his affirmation of my person in a very friendly way, and which he now does not manifest in the same way. And I ask him, this is what I ask him, I said, you know, I believe that we are going to be lifelong friends. I have only a handful left, but I told him that he is going to be a lifelong friend. But I asked him, I said, why did you seem to change a little bit towards your friendship towards me? And he said it in a very unique way. He said, I became your friend to give you what you needed to keep you strong as a friend, the way you've always been a friend towards me. And he says, and you don't need that because you are very strong now. And I thought about that when I read this verse, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. And I thought that was so nice when I compare what Jesus says and what that man said to me. He was saying, I lay down my personal benefit to help you at a time when you needed it, like you've always helped me when I've needed it. And I'm telling you, talking about love, or talking about love, I should have looked up the spelling to make sure that I spelled it correctly. Talking about love, there ain't no love to me besides the love that Christ has manifested with his life towards me. Like my play son, Terrence came by yesterday for his birthday. No, he didn't come by. I went by and swooped him up and took him to lunch. Let's see. What did he have? Greens and cornbread, little barbecue chicken. What else was on his plate? That boy can eat. And I enjoyed spending time with him, just talking with him, talking about love, man. He was telling me how God in his life, now listen to this, how God in his life protected him from something that could have destroyed everything that, thanks be to God, that I was building up in his life. And we were laughing and talking about how God does that. And he looked at me with those eyes when he smiled and said, "You all right, old man, you all right, you all right." Plus he told me he had spoken with his kid brother, his play brother, Morio. Well, his brother, Morio. Because when you love people and when you live with people, the love is always there. You know, they're going to always be my boys. Always be my boys. I'm overjoyed because my girls are going to be spending a few days with their daddy within a number of days, and I'm happy about that. We got a lot of catching up to do. Are you kidding me? John Coleman with his two daughters? Oh, my gosh. Oh. But do you have friends of yours that would give themselves to you like that? Do you have friends of yours that are so friendly? And I'm not talking about asking your friend if they would die for you like Christ died for your sins and all that. I'm not talking about that. But do you have friends that would do the extraordinary for you because they knew that you needed it at that moment? You know? I mean, because that's what it's all about. And, well, let's do a little exegesis here. That a man lay down his life for his friends. No man can carry his love for his friend further than this, one commentator says. The most a person can do for his friend is to die for him. But such a death is a clear demonstration of love. Now, Jesus was demonstrating this, and I know this, but I'm talking about when a person gives up his life, and I'm using this term metaphorically, as a Christian brother or sister. Oh my God, my sister is hurting. She is hurting. She is being torn apart. Her man left her. And you're a sister. And you know how she feels. She's crying deep, real deep. And you're a sister. And you know what she needs. She needs you to go and grab her right now. Go and grab her. Throw her down on that bed and hold her. And whisper in her ear and say, "Girl, I'm here. I'm here." Scream. Do whatever you want to do. I love you. And I'm here for you. Could you do that for her? When her world falls apart? Or do you say, oh, this is private? See, that's going the limit. How many times has that daughter messed up in your life, right? How many times have you put yourself out there for her and she just, you better read this verse, greater love hath no man than this. You want to come to that. When I was talking with that man, I said, you know, I kind of missed that with you. And he says, nah, you've learned how to get that in all the right places, John. And he's right. And he's right. And he's a true friend because he told me. There's a sentence that I have on my website. You've read it. And I want you to go there with me. As a matter of fact, I may have to go on this contraption right here, and I would get a better read. Yeah, I would get a far better read for the from the computer here. Here we are. There we are. All right. I want to read the sentence that is on my website on this date, because I don't believe that after this date it may remain up. Listen to this. I was speaking about this webcast that I'm doing now, and I was thinking prior, before I start doing it, what do I want to do for the people that listen in to my webcast now? Because I'm not speaking like the evangelical that I used to speak like on my webcast. I'm like, let's pray about this and pray about it. No, you do that on your own. Listen, there is no talk in the real world unless all of our talk is for real. See? If we are not acquainted with such communication like I just made to you, there's really no need for us to talk. In other words, if you're not getting acquainted with cutting out the BS, come on, as Christians, because we're Christians living in the world right now, listen to me. We're living in the world right now that's not going to be like living in the world 20 or 30 years ago. The world, everything is advancing. And you know what? We're Christians and we're right here with it. And I'm going to tell you, you will sound, look, and feel crazy. And I'm not trying to. The only thing that I'm abiding my life to is a first century concept of what Jesus said. I'm not trying to walk around in sandals. You get me? I'm not trying to eat porridge. No. Now, let me continue to read this. One of the most difficult things that I have tried and failed at is communicating a God-centered, sustaining motivation that far surpasses all ambiguity. In other words, the God that I teach is not ambiguous. He don't be saying one thing and then living something else. You know, I'm tired of Christians saying that you love me. And this brother told me over the phone last night, he mentioned that he loved me. He told me how much he loved me. Huh. And we were speaking forthwith truth to each other, because we don't hold anything back from each other. I mean, if you have something to say to me, say it. And I'll respond to you. But, I mean, talking this unreal talk, that is why our communication with each other as human beings is failing. That's why there's wars. That's why gang members fight each other. You know, when the gang members find out that they're eating the same food that the opposition eats. Don't kill me, brother. I'm your brother. Love me. Love with me. And that's what this brother was telling me, is that he was loving with me. And then he told me, he said that while I was helping you, you were helping me, because we both needed that. That is love. And that's what Jesus is talking about here, man. This is beautiful. Greater love. I'm still looking at this. The highest human exhibition of love that Earth has ever seen was this. That Christ was going to die for his friend. Now, how about no greater love of us living out what Christ has placed in our hearts, that we would be, listen to what I'm suggesting, that we would be all that we possibly could be to any friend of ours. All that we possibly could be. I didn't say to be that which is impossible for us to be or for you to be, but all that we possibly could be, and forthwith that way without being two-faced. How about that? And then every day of our lives to live that. Every day. All right, wait a minute. Because if you're talking about love, and you are not willing to be that way, then you need to get acquainted with the communication that I'm trying to communicate with you about. Because that only comes from God, okay? That doesn't come from John Coleman. You can't copy it from me. And it has to be practiced by the person that says that they have it, or they're lying. It has to be practiced. If there's one thing that I've never been a selfish person. And I think that, and I'm not talking blue or red, I'm not talking conservative or liberal. I believe that if you are one that has been granted much bounty, if you have been given much, then a little bit more is expected out of you than the person that has been given little. And I think that with the fair distribution of wealth, everyone in our country would be able to live. That's because I'm a loving person. And I just like to think that everybody would want to see everyone in our country and possibly around the whole world eat a square meal every day. But that isn't happening. And I'm sitting over here in America drinking vitamin water in my studio, have a refrigerator full of food, and wondering what I'm going to do for dinner tonight. Well, I'm not going to hold you up all day. It's not a long webcast, a very short one, but important. Very important. What is the greatest love that you have for your friends? What is it that you would do for them? And would you be willing to have that conversation with them? You know what we do? And let me end up. I just want to say it like this. It's kind of strange when you think about us, because what we like to do is we like to protect ourselves from being hurt by others. But if you're a real friend to someone, you can talk with them about anything. I like to end up this webcast by saying, so from now on, all communication with me, hopefully, coming from Christians who really believe in being real. If you're not real when you engage me in the conversation and have some secret motive behind your mind or in your mind somewhere, don't talk to me unless you can be upfront. If there's some things that you need clarification on, ask yourself this. Why do you need clarification to love? I don't need clarification on anything on any of my friends because of the way I live. I ask them right up front, have you changed towards me? Have you discovered something about me that is horrible? What is it? Inconsistent of Christianity. I just don't. It's like the end of the movie, The Mission. Both of the stars in the movie died. I think a wonderful death. Wonderful. Two men dying. Basically, two of them being shot to death. And both of them watching their best male friends in life dying. And they were on two different paths and understood when they died together that they loved each other even more. The Mission is the name of the movie. You watch it. Well, I've rambled too long again about this thing on love, and I don't think that I can ramble on it enough. That's the thing that's gonna, see, I can't even shut the mic down. That's the thing that's gonna hold us and keep us together, people, is this kind of stuff I'm talking. Because without this, we're going to become more and more and more divided. Have you seen the news lately? Do you see what's going on around the world? In Syria and all these, oh my gosh, now they're using chemical warfare on his people. And have you heard what the Obama administration, we need more evidence. Man, my God, I saw it on El Jazeera last night. I saw people choking and coughing up. What's the matter with you? We need more evidence. No, you're playing that political game until you get the right move from the big shot right downstairs. Come on, man. Well, I'll say goodbye because I have to prepare for a Bible study tonight. Just thought that I'd lay it out there. Thanks for coming by my website for this 30-minute webcast today. Yeah, it's a little shorter than before. A lot of reflecting, thinking, getting serious about. Whew. And so I'll say to my friend that told me that over the phone last night, one of my four friends they call, thank you very much for what you did, and thank you for talking to me the way you did. I fully understood it. Now I know why you were always be one of my grandest friends. Thank you, friends, for tuning in. And you know the drill. Whatever you do, stay in that word.